الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحب، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Let's all recite Durood Sharif once. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, over the last few Jum'ah talks, we were going through the verses of Suratul Hujurat. And we mentioned that in this surah, Suratul Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions social etiquettes, how we should be living in a community, in a society. And we mentioned that right at the beginning of the surah, Suratul Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That do not go ahead of what Allah and what his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. That when we hear the instruction and when we hear the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sami'na wa ata'na, we have listened and we'll obey. When we know the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll practice upon it. We'll bring it into our lives. When we know the ahkam, the command of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are not allowed to bring our own senses in. Oh, this is what makes sense to me. This is what does not make sense to me. No, when Allah and His Messenger say something, we will do it. Now, and especially in these days, when walking on the streets, or when our kids go to school, colleges, it's really difficult to not notice the images and the decorations of witches and all these different things that we see around, especially in these days. They celebrate Halloween. See, as Muslims, we are taught that whenever we do something, we need to first look into carefully what we're doing it. We cannot just do whatever comes to our mind. All right, that's how, let's do it. We're ordered, we are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to first look at what. So many a times, you know, we get this question, especially from our children. They go to school, they'll see, you know, those people around them, the children around them, they're playing with it, and they might feel sometimes to be left out. And they'll feel that pressure. Oh, they're doing it, why cannot I do it? What's wrong in it? We need to look at the background of it. We need to look at the history behind it. Where did it come from? Where does the root go back to? Where does the root go back to? And if you know about it, I'm sure we all know that this, you know, if you go back in history, this has all come from devil worshipping, satanic worshipping. They celebrate the death of, you know, Samhain. That's what they say, right? So this is where it comes from. So the root is devil worshipping. And we are told by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Abu Dawood Sharif that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," that whoever imitates, whoever copies the thing of another people, whoever brings it into his life, the practices of others will be from them. "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." And in one hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba," that a person will be with that person whom he loves on the day of Qiyamah. You know, in this world, whoever we love, we will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. So we need to be very, very careful, you know, which practices we are bringing into our lives. Very clear, you know, Islam, subhanAllah, the Sharia that we follow is clear cut. We've told everything what's right and what's wrong. It's clear cut. And subhanAllah, you know, it reminds me of the hadith that Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, a great companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once a mushrik, a disbeliever, a polytheist, came to him and he started taunting on the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, na'udhu billah, he said, that, you know, what kind of prophet, what kind of teaching is he teaching you? What kind of things is he teaching you? He even teaches you how to use the toilet. Does he even teach you that, how to use a washroom? Na'udhu billah, his intention was to taunt at the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he did not feel any embarrassment. He did not feel, oh, yeah, you're right. Never ever. But what he said was, yes, this is not something to be shy of. Our religion is so perfect, our religion is so complete. And Salman Farsi added more things from his side, that yes, what I'm saying in that way is, our religion, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not just teach us how to use the washroom, how to go to the toilet. He mentioned all the details as well. That when you go to the washroom, make sure you're not facing the Qibla and do not use your right hand and so on. He mentioned all these details as well. This is our religion. This is our Sharia. So if somebody tells us today, you know, in another way, we should not take this as a form of embarrassment. Oh, and we should not start doubting on it. Now, our religion is a complete religion that teaches us each and every aspect of our life. How should we live in? So, and, you know, so these days we need to be very, very careful, especially with our children. You know, what we are telling them, how we are educating them. We should explain to them the importance of following the teachings of Islam. And even us as well, we should be strictly following the teachings of Islam. And just one last thing. See, you know, these days, as we know, is winter days, right? Winter nights. And it comes that winter is a season for the believer. Winter is a season for the believer. The days gets shorter and the nights gets longer. So we should try and see, you know, whichever thing, in a way we approach that thing changes our whole perspective behind it. How we approach it. If we approach it negatively, we think, oh, there's no sun, we cannot see the sun, it's depressing, person will go into depress. But if we approach it in a right way, in a positive way, and we take this as an opportunity, people will look for these days. People will look for these nights. Oh, mashallah, the nights are getting longer. It's a good opportunity to wake up for Fajr Salah, at least. And to be, you know, it's a really, really good opportunity now, not just for the Fajr Salah, to wake up even a bit more earlier and perform our Tahajjud Salah. So we take it in a positive way, inshallah, in that way we'll be able to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was in terms of our Salah. It's a good opportunity to be able to perform our Fajr Salah and our Tahajjud Salah and obviously all the other Salahs as well. And another important thing is, see, you know, in these days, the days gets shorter. And it's even easier now to keep fasts. See, you know, mashallah, when Ramadan comes, mashallah, everyone, you know, we all fast in the month of Ramadan, mashallah, very good. Like how we've got fara'id in salah. You know, mashallah, we've come here for Jumu'ah salah. We all know fard is 2 rak'ah. We'll perform 2 rak'ah of fard. But before fard, after fard, we offer sunan as well. We offer nawafil salah as well. These are not fara'id, but we do offer it. It's optional salah. It's sunnah salah. In a similar manner, fasting as well. See, in the month of Ramadan is fard, is compulsory. We all have to fast. But outside the month of Ramadan, we should look at these opportunity of fasting. And when we see the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice was that he used to fast 3 days, every month. And he used to encourage the Sahabas as well. Fasting every month for 3 days. And they are called the Ayyamul Bidh. They are the 13th, 14th, and the 15th of the Islamic calendar. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on these 3 days every month, and along with that, weekly wise as well, his habit was that he used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So we look at these opportunities, inshallah, through that way we'll be able to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Azan.